This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Off the ball, GAA.
Like the names you mentioned there, they have a lot of medals, and Howard probably the standout of all of them. But there could be a bit of mind games too by Ger Brennan in this as well. Like, you can guarantee, like, we're all asking the question, who's he on about? And you can guarantee the players that are going to be at home going, is he on about me? And when they're turning up to training probably tonight, maybe there's a bit more oomph in him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
We're here with Dawson Devoy in Wales ahead of 2026 League of Ireland season. I mean, Dawson, first things first, are you a music fan?
Yeah, I suppose I like a bit of music, but yeah, obviously it's all over the place here. Yeah.
On a bit more professional level, how's the pre-season going? How's the body? How are you getting on?
Yeah, really good. I think it's been a tough pre-season. You know, I've been back a while now, so look, we've got a lot of stuff in the bank now. All the players, you know, worked really hard, and we're looking forward to the season starting now next week. So, yeah.
You've got Pats first. It's a home game, but it's in Aviva Stadium. Obviously, you're used to this with last year. How is that dynamic going and playing? What is a game that's meant to be at Daly Mount in the Aviva Stadium?
Yeah, it's a bit strange, obviously, because obviously, you know, you're used to the cup finals and all being played in the Aviva, so it's obviously a bit strange, but massive occasion for the league, for the clubs involved. So, yeah, really, like, you only get 3 points at the end of the day for the win, but look, we'll be looking to do that again, and yeah, like I said, looking forward to it. Yeah.
Is that something that you relish as a player, playing in those big cauldrons?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I suppose I think every player will tell you that they want to play in the biggest stages, in the biggest stadium. So yeah, look, it's obviously a massive stadium, and it'll be a really good occasion again. Yeah.
Speaking of stadiums, your own stadium, Daly Mount Park. Obviously, it's in its final year. Do you realise how much this means for maybe Bows fans who are at home? You're going to be the captain that lead them out in the final year at iconic stadium in Dublin.
Yeah, I think the last few weeks, I suppose, we've had a few convos about that with you know, ex legends of the club and a lot of people that have been involved in the club for a long time. So I think the last few weeks we spoke about it with them people, and it's we know how much it means to all them, and we'll be trying to, you know, mirror that on the pitch for the last year. Yeah,
obviously the stadium is iconic. Some of the jerseys Bo has been throwing out in the last couple of years are fairly iconic already. Again, the one you have on at the moment, is it a nice kit to wear?
Yeah, it's the first time wearing it as a full kit, but yeah, it's obviously nice. It's different, it's old fashioned, but it's nice anyway on. Yeah,
the away one's a bit less old fashioned, it's a bit more of a modern twist, the kneecap one.
Yeah.
Do you maybe have in your head there might be extra eyes on you when you see that kid around the place? I mean, I'm speaking from a personal level.
Yeah,
I was in Europe in the summer, and I saw people wearing Bose Fontaine's kit out in Poland.
Yeah, like,
and they weren't Irish.
Yeah, you know? Similar to myself. Look, sometimes you're in airports and you see the jerseys, and like, it's like thinking, how did they get over here? But I think we don't look too much into it as players anyway. It's just another kit, but obviously it helps if they're nice. You know, you can wear them and enjoy wearing them. Yeah.
Some of the players you've brought in this season, Sadio Diallo is going to be playing in midfield alongside you. Have you seen much of him so far in training?
Yeah, he's obviously come in the last week, and look, I've seen enough of him over the last, whatever it is, 2 or 3 years to know how good of a player he is, and we're really happy with adding him to the squad. You know, he creates, you know, a healthy competition there, and you want to have the best players playing in your team, and he's been one of the best players in the league the last few years, so yeah, really happy to have him on board. Yeah.
Another player that might play midfield, Harry Vaughan. He's coming out from Hull. Is he someone you've crossed paths with at Ireland on the rise level before?
He wouldn't have been, though. He's younger than me, so I've never actually played with him before. But again, you know, no experience in the League of Ireland. But really experienced that at, you know, playing the championship at a really high level, so has a lot of experience there. And yeah, he's a really good player, and you'll I suppose all the fans will see that come the season starting. Yeah,
how excited are you ahead of this season? Like, we heard rumours and reports of clubs at a really high level being interested in you. Is that on your mind when you're playing for Bohemians?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose, look, as a, on a personal note, I love playing for the club. I love everything about the club. So any opportunity I do get to play, I relish. So I don't kind of listen to the outside noise as such. I kind of just take care of my own performances on the pitch and, yeah, see where that takes me. Yeah.
You've European football this season. How exciting is that for the players? It's the first time Bo's been in Europe in a good couple of seasons. Not so much a dangling carrot, but is it in the corner of your eye knowing that's coming a few months down the line?
Yeah, like you said, you're kind of, it's at the back of your mind sort of thing, but I suppose last season you're looking at getting that secured for, obviously for many reasons, and you know how much it means to the clubs to get Europe. But I suppose at the back of our minds now, we're kind of looking forward to the season starting, you know, Pats next week, and then obviously the league games following that. And when Europe comes around, we will of course enjoy it, and as a club, as a fan base, we'll all enjoy that. But I suppose at the minute, we're just looking forward to the season starting and the first game against Pats, yeah.
Introducing a new Off The Ball football podcast original. Richie McCormick's Sliding Doors. These are the stories of those big money deals that just didn't quite happen.
Figo, Ronaldo. Made space for himself. Ronaldo shot. Oh. Pick that out. What a hat trick.
Episode 1 of this podcast series focuses on Ronaldo and a move to Glasgow Rangers. Subscribe now in your OTB football podcast feed to not miss an episode of this 6-part series coming to you live each and every Monday.
We were Alan Reynolds, we're at the launch of the League of Ireland 2026 season. Alan, how's pre-season going? How excited are you for this season ahead?
Yeah, look, can't wait. It's something to look forward to. It's been a long pre-season, I'm sure all the clubs and managers will say the same. Exciting stuff to come. We've obviously recruited, brought in new players, so can't wait.
I mean, days like this must make you even more excited. Coming to Wigan, are you a big music fan?
Yeah, don't mind. Good spot to be in the corner of a bar. But
you'll never say no to that anyway.
No, I'll be happy with that.
Could you speak about some of the signings that you've made? We obviously saw Senna Mullin came in yesterday, Harry Vaughan's in on loan from Hull City, Sadio Diarra's came down from Derry. A lot of people looking at the recruitment of Bo saying it's, you're adding very good players to an already very strong squad. Have you had much dealings with the new players so far?
Yeah, look, come here, they've been in, some have come in at different stages, and we've had to work hard, extremely hard, to get him in the background. But like, I know some of them. You know, Sam Todd, obviously come down from Derry. Ryan Burke has come up from Waterford, which I know the Sads as well. So all at different fitness levels at the moment, but really good footballers, hungry to do well. So I think they'll add to the group. We've lost, you know, some good lads, good people in you know, JT, Rob Cornwall and Bucko. So hoping some of the new lads will step up to the plate.
I was going to ask you specifically about one of the departures, James Clark leaving, a huge player for you last year. Was that difficult to see him go up to Derry?
Yeah, it was. You know, we tried hard. Everyone at the club tried really hard to keep him. But look, wasn't to be. That's football, isn't it? We wish him all the best. But it was a tough one at the time.
How excited are you for the first game of the season? You're back in the Aviva Stadium again. You beat Shamrock Rovers there last year. It's Pats this time. When your home games are moved from Dalymount to the Aviva, does that play any effect into you or the players?
No, look, come here, ideally I'm playing Pats at Daly Mount. I said this, you know, but, you know, to have the opportunity, the players to play in the National Stadium and obviously to manage and coach there is, you know, is brilliant, you know, and something to really look forward to. You enjoy the occasion, and obviously the result went our way last year and hopefully more of the same this year.
The team that you beat in the first day last season, Rovers, have set the standard now last year and they're at the front runnings. Derry have made a couple of great signings. Do you think it's a case where the league is going to be a bit more open next season than it was last year?
Look, it's hard to know. You know, it is hard to know on that end. A lot of good teams and recruited good players. All we know is that it's our last year playing in Daly Mount. So we'd like to do something special, and that's probably the aim. So we can just look after what we do. We know it'll be tough, but look, we're excited. I think we've recruited fairly well and possibly more to come.
Is that playing on the mind of the staff and the players that it's a historic final year?
Yeah, it is something to look forward to, something to embrace, and even our fans are going into Daly Mount, you know, it could be the last Dublin derbies, like Dawson Devoy will be the last captain in such a famous stadium, so I'm privileged and an honour to be manager there in the final year, so we want to make it something special.
Can I ask you about something maybe a little bit away from League of Ireland? Obviously you have the pleasure and the privilege of playing in that stadium, but when players are coming up, they don't go straight into playing in your Daly Mount, Talca, Richmond, whatever it is. We've seen over the last couple of months a lot of pitches called off for rain. Obviously, you've played football here, you've coached here, you know the ins and outs. Is there something to be said for maybe switching grassroots football to a different calendar to allow kids to play football all the time?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I have kids myself that will go now 3 months without playing, you know, and people are calling it calendar football. Look, me personally, I'd like to see it. I don't know. I know there's obstacles with holidays and various things with GA clubs and all that. But me personally, I'd like to see it because at the moment, I see kids not playing at all.
Do you think it's something that just should be done no matter what? And maybe people who bring forward arguments of Gaelic games or holidays, that football should maybe just bite the bullet and go ahead with it?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's all about opinions. Like, I give my opinion. I think football's the most important sport in the country, you know, because I'm a football manager. So when's the best time to play it? And I would feel during the summer.
And is that the way your kids would feel? Like, you say you've kids at home who obviously haven't played a game now for however long. Is that the way they feel as well, maybe?
Yeah, it is. But again, it's just opinions. Like, don't be landing me in the shit here. But no.
I'm just looking for your opinion, Alan. That's
yeah,
all.
No. My opinion is that, you know, I'd like to see calendar football come in. And obviously, there'd be no football the last few months and now coming on, you know, so I'd love to see it in the summer months. But I know there's challenges there for everyone. But for me, it's to change.
European football to come this season. How much of a dangling carrot is that for the players and for the staff to look forward to and really keep you motivated for that?
Yeah, look, it's fantastic. And it's a fantastic achievement from everyone to get there last year. We finished 8 the year before. Up to 4 is a big jump. Looking to improve all the time. That's the aim. But look, it's a bit far away, really. But it is exciting when you're talking to new players about coming on board and the recruitment that, you know, they see it, but we'll deal with that when it comes closer to the time.
Is the maybe money coming in from that a big factor in that as well, for both players and maybe other people behind the scenes at the club?
Yeah, well, come here, if you can get through a couple of rounds, I suppose it is, you know, that's the challenge, you know, of that. But look, as I said, we haven't really, which our focus is on just getting cracking now for the first few months.